County Commission Chair Steve Shotwell after a lengthy meeting last night, Steve.
Yes, sir. And we went on until exactly 12 a.m.
12 midnight. Thanks for setting your alarm there.
Yeah. Yes.
So what shook down?
Well, we had an emotional and probably over, I think it was over 80 people give public comment last night. We had a discussion over racism in Jackson County.
Mm-hmm.
And what direction Jackson County should go. And at the end, when it was all done, the county passed a resolution. It was the second resolution. The first was the most emotional. It was authored by Commissioner Daniel Mahoney and supported by Darius Williams. The second one was authored by Dave Elwell and Earl Pulaski. That set up a seven-person commission, three county commissioners and four citizens at large that will deal with multiple facets of bigotry and racism and within the county bounds first and foremost, and get our own house in order. And that'll be the direction right now for the Board of Commissioners, and we will see after this commission meets and writes us a policy, and we get that all crafted, and we will be seeking four members from the citizens at large. So look for people who are willing to serve.
So what would their mission be? It was simply oversight?
No, it'd be an ad hoc committee to craft a policy for us to take direction going forward.
Okay.
This is the beginning steps of Jackson County working towards solutions to make sure that Jackson County is on the right track. You know, the tragedy of George Floyd was highlighted. There were many concerns shared with county commissioners. And we've chosen this direction to go forward.
What was the difference between the two proposals, Steve? Was there a major difference?
Yeah, the empowering solution. The first resolution had an expectation of hiring a race relations person and naming a standing committee that would deal with racism across the board, whether it be housing or education or any type of things while very important to Jackson County, and finding a solution were really outside the controls and bounds of the commission.
Sure.
And again, this first committee is a step. It's a baby step, I'll give you that, but it is moving in a direction that will begin answering questions for Jackson County.
And certainly, correct me if I'm wrong, you don't have money to run out and hire anybody right now.
Well, that's correct. But when you're dealing, Greg, with people's lives, their long-term careers and everything like that, sometimes you've got to be able to find the money. And I think that we can start with this committee.
Mm-hmm.
and work with its recommendations, write the policy that sets us on a track and a direction, and then work toward that end, and I believe that we can continue to be the successful organization that we are.
Was the Sheriff's Department a focal point of this discussion, Steve?
No, all parts of the county were. You know, we touch lives, whether it be the Sheriff's Office or it be the Treasurer's Office or the clerks or the courts, right across the board, but also. You know, we need to make sure that the county is ethnically diverse in its hiring practices, and that we move forward beyond just the minimum grade.
So that was certainly the big issue last night, and the rest was just house cleaning, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, we did some things like We set up the continued to have the out county sheriff's relationship with Concord Village and Township, and that's turned out to be to their benefit. They're quite happy with it, so we're able to move forward with that. We have, again, like you said, some basic house cleaning items that we did through the commission. But then at the end of all this, we met with Administrator Overton and his staff, and they've begun to lay out the budget direction for 2021 and what the end of this year looks like going forward. So we'll be working, we'll be working on that. We're looking at, depending on how the legislature handles revenue sharing with counties, somewhere between probably $1.2 million and $2 million.
So you'll really
shortfall.
You'll really have to roll your sleeves up, right?
Yeah, and the commissioners did for about an hour last night after after the resolution stuff in budget discussions. So 2021 will be a good and enlightening experience for some new commissioners on how our budget works, and I know that some of them are already up to speed and are working diligently to figure out some different solutions, wide-ranging solutions for Jackson County.
County Commission Chair Steve Shotwell. Go back to bed, Steve.
Yeah, well, no. I have a committee meeting this morning, so I got to get up and get dressed.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Take care.